This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, hell, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers out there, like Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And before we get to our caller, I'm going to go to Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two very important words, under God, because a great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to go right to the phone line. We've got Carol on the lines up there in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So, good morning, Carol. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. It's so wonderful to hear your voice, Captain, as usual. So wonderful to hear Kyle's voice. You guys are the team that I listen to whatever time of the day I'm awake. And most of the time I'm not, as a matter of fact, up at night these days. But I'm telling you, I listen to you all during the day because you're the only damn news that's out there. You are the only calm and peace during these difficult times that we're going through war. Listening to you two guys is amazing. So I'm going to get off the phone really quickly. What I would ask that you would do, I know that Kyle at the end of this hour will tell us about the Kyle Warren Show.
Okay.
However, you tell us it's the Captain America, and I do it .com, and I can get it on my laptop at home. May you please ask Kyle if he would spell his first name and his last name.
Sure.
So that I can get the Kyle Warren Show and hear you both, because I hear you on it now, as well as you sometimes are on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll be happy to do that for you, and thank you very much, and thanks for the kudos, and have yourself a great night, Carol.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much. Keep it up.
You take care. Thank you. Okay, Kyle. So, it's KyleWarrenShow.com, and Warren is spelled W-A-R-R-E-N, right?
That's correct. That's
and,
right.
And so, mine is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com.
Exactly, exactly. And we really appreciate what Carol is saying.
Sure.
I mean, that really does, that just makes my day, makes our day. I know for various reasons, it's just great to hear. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we work very hard at trying to make sure that what we put out there is not a bunch of gobbledygook or this stupid crap that people go and they take news articles and they turn around and rewrite it, which makes it editorialized news, and it's no longer of any news value. And then people go, oh, look what's going on, look what's going on, and they have no idea what they're looking at.
Well, exactly, yeah. We talk about the news, and we give our insights, our opinions, and so forth, and that's what we do.
All right, got to talk about AOC for a minute. Sorry. AOC has admitted that the Dems are in big trouble ahead of the midterms. Well, thank you very much for observing. Now, her solution is, are you ready?
Yep.
That Biden should use executive power and executive orders to ram through a leftist agenda.
Well, Captain, yeah, one of AOC's problems here is that she doesn't think Biden is, quote, governing decisively. So, you know, so basically, you know, what they want, what she wants is just to continue to subvert the process, subvert the system, subvert the process. They can't get what they want. It's not popular, so ram it down people's throats. This is, you know, the same old thing of people who want to have an autocracy or they want to just have a power trip, basically. But the American people don't want what she's selling. When is she going to figure this out?
What happens if he were to do something like that? It would alienate the people even more that are already alienated and some more, and they would lose even more than they're already going to get beat.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's a recipe for total disaster. The only way that the Democrats can do anything is to start reversing exactly what they've been doing. There's no chance of that happening, of course, but that would be the only way. That's why people are going to vote for something different at this point. They're not going to keep voting for the Democrats who've raised inflation, you know, created all these problems. We can go down the list.
Yeah, and they're going through the motions about the oil. Grantham, the energy secretary, said, well, we're going to drill for more oil, but what she forgot to tell everybody is that all that double and triple paperwork on top of what they already had to do for getting the permits and whatnot is still in there, making it very difficult to get a permit to get a well.
Yeah, that's why it's just for show. What they're talking about is just for show.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we meander across the overnight radio airwaves. And let me dig this out, because we got our buddy Jeff, and Jeff is going to take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, have at it.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions, without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and don't forget you can listen to Mark Walters' Armed American Radio show. By the way, his website is armedamericanradio.org, and you can go there and find out where you can hear him near you. You can hear him online if you can't hear him anywhere else, and he's on a lot of these same stations, too, all across the country, Sunday nights with the Monster Show, the Monster Cast, he calls it, Armed American Radio. And then he's got a weekday show that's on a couple hours a day, I believe from 4 to 6 now. He just increased that to 2 hours, but great guy, great program, knows his stuff, all about guns. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for going on the past 7 years, and the reason I take it is simple. It works. Now, a lot of people said, well, you know, Dr. Jones' remedy and Paul Smith's this and Jones's whatever. You know, they come up with all these things and say, you ought to try that, you ought to try this. Well, if it's not broke, you don't fix it, folks. And I'll tell you, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I've been taking every day for 7+ years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, the reason it works is because the problem I have, the inflammation in my left ankle, my left foot, and my left leg is brought down and kept under control by Relief Factor. So that I don't have to have all these shots and all that sort of stuff and take the kind of heavy-duty stuff that I was taking at one time. Now, it has all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And, of course, that helps with the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And guess what? It'll go right straight to the source. Wherever the pain is, it'll go right to the source. Now, what I love about it is it's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free, and 100% botanical and fish oil product, which happens to be good for you and something your body needs to have anyway with the key enzymes and proteins that are in it. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. And I'm telling you, if you wake up with those pains in the morning or your neck hurts or your back hurts and all that stuff, this is the product that will help you get rid of it. And if you got something worse than that, it may help you do that too. But as is always the case, if you have any doubts, you should consult a doctor and tell them about the product and see what the doctor says, because the alternative is always narcotics, and I don't want to take narcotics. Sorry. This works for me. I take it, and I use it. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start, which you can get by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. I also take their B12. I also take their D3, and very good there. Very affordable, too, by the way, very affordable. So that's why I take that, and they have other things there, too. relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and find out what I already know. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, life goes on, but when Fox reporters, the Steve Ducey and then the other girl that was there, confronted the president and his people during the press conferences about the recent string of gaffes, Biden, to Steve Ducey's son, Peter Ducey, said, "Oh, that never happened. I never said that. That never happened." Is he out of his mind?
No. Well, maybe. I think, Captain, this is such a sore subject that Biden himself doesn't want to hear about it. Perhaps he contemplates it from time
to time. But you don't stand there and lie about something that the entire world heard over and over again all weekend long.
Right, and that's the problem. Normally, you might expect someone to say, "Hey, I misspoke a couple of things. I'm sorry, I corrected it. You know, let's move on," and that kind of thing, and acknowledge it, because it is. I mean, it's all mm-hmm. on digital video. I mean, you can't dispute it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it shows a larger problem that he's dealing with.
Now, wait till you hear this one, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. Washington, D.C., and our illustrious Congress has put together a plan, not a law, it's just a plan, to ban the use of non-electric cars by 2030.
Isn't that, well, here I go, Captain. Isn't that something?
I know, I've heard that before. Who's that? I had a guy yesterday say to me, "Who's that guy that says, isn't that something?" I said, "Well, that would be Kyle Warren."
Yeah, it's almost a catchphrase at this point. So, the idea is, of course, they're going to float that kind of stuff. They really, but it's not practical. It's like telling everybody to go buy an electric car because gas is $6 a gallon. It's not
or
practical.
Or eight.
Right. Well, what did I pay for gas earlier today? I think I paid at least $6.05. But I have seen it for $6.20.
What's the magic number to throw a president out of office? There's going to be a magic number here somewhere along the line where people are going to go, "That's it. I've had enough. Get rid of Biden."
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, there's a tipping point. There's a tipping point for other spending and going out to eat and other items that people are going to do. But if they have to sit there and in California, Captain, if you're filling up your tank and your pump clicks off at $100 because I think it's programmed to do that, you got to start all over again just to finish filling up your tank if you're going to fill it up. And that's a real psychological impact.
Uh-huh.
Over $100 to fill up your gas tank. That's a lot.
You've never driven a truck.
Well, exactly. But you know,
300 gallon tanks when you need 250 gallons of diesel.
Right.
You ought to see what the price winds up being.
Well,
and that
sure,
was back when it was cheaper.
Well, exactly. But folks, you know, putting gas in their car to go to work or this kind of thing, or drive around, pick up the kids, this kind of thing, it's definitely going to have a psychological impact sooner mm-hmm. than later. Yeah.
Now, a gay kindergarten teacher in Florida, talking about the Florida law guarding parental rights, said, and I quote, to a paper in Miami, "It scares me to death that I won't be able to talk about my partner to my students, because don't say gay is basically the rule, but it has to do with kindergarten kids up to the third grade, that they do not want any of that influx in there to the very impressionable kids They want it totally left up to the parents, but if you're a teacher or whatever you happen to be, K through three, ain't going to happen, not in Florida. And by the way, a majority of the Republicans and a majority of the Democrats were behind this. Now, you heard me right. Majority of the Republicans and a majority of the Democrats were solidly behind this law.
Right. Well, we'll probably see this challenged in just this kind of vein, and because what the argument will be is, well, this is my personal life, this is my personal activity, and why can't I speak about this in the course of talking about my own life? But that being said, you're right. I think what the majority of people have decided is that at this level, the kids, you know, they're not being, they're not talking about this subject matter at this point. Later on, that's maybe a different story. But otherwise, Captain, they're going to try to make this some kind of bigoted thing and so on and so forth. But honestly, the gender thing and all this kind of stuff is going to be very difficult at the kindergarten level. And the children are just not mature to talk about these kinds of things.
All right, now I'm going to try something here. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but let me see if I can find this. Where is it here? Okay, there it is. Let's see if I can get this to play. This is Dr. Fauci. He's about ready to come on here. So I got a little something. Clint Eastwood, by the way. You get out here.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You know, White House COVID-19 advisor Dr. Fauci warned once again about the potential for the reinstatement of COVID-19 restrictions in the United States. What an idiot. Americans told the BBC on Sunday need to be prepared for the possibility of an uptick in COVID-19 cases, which may lead to further restrictions. He says, I don't want to use the word lockdowns. That has a charged that has a charged element to it, but I believe that we must keep our eye on the pattern of what we're seeing with the infections, he told the BBC. Isn't that ducky? Fauci, climb back under the rock you came out of.
Nobody's going to accept lockdowns, massive mask mandates, these different things. They're just simply not going to do it. And Dr. Fauci is trying to gin up this sort of scary machine about it. But, Captain, everybody, you know, ran out. They got vaccinated. There are many people who have had COVID-19. As far as everybody is concerned, we're hitting the herd immunity, and they don't want to hear this stuff anymore.
Right. And, of course, remember, they got another vaccine out there, another booster that they're telling people, well, we got another one for you. People over 50 ought to get it because, you know, it's going to wear off, blah, 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 blah. Give me a break. Go back to the whatever. All right, we'll be right back with more.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There are signs of progress in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. This comes as Russia said it would greatly scale back its military activity near Kyiv, but the U.S. and the West aren't buying it, preferring to see what Russia does as opposed to reading what they say. But delegations from the two countries met in Istanbul. Both sides say the talks were constructive. The House January 6th Select Committee have records showing gaps in the White House daily diary and call log from the day the insurrection happened last year. It is now looking into whether former President Trump and his White House staff used so-called burner phones to communicate that day to avoid scrutiny. California Democrat Pete Aguilar spoke to CBS.
It's almost like they didn't want this out there. And so we need to get to the bottom of this.
The Dow was up by 338 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 up as well. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, Frank, thanks very much. And you hear Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com every Monday and every Friday, and we're happy to have him on the program, and we're getting a lot of positive response to Frank being on the show. Now, remember, Frank was one of the original contributors years ago on the Bill O'Reilly program when he was on Fox. When he first went on there, Frank was one of his contributors when he was with another publication, which I keep forgetting about what he's doing now. And I'll mention, I'll say, oh, by the way, managing editor. But, well, no, he's not the managing editor anymore. He's a big shot owner, operator, and whatnot of what it is he does. So there you go. All right, so now let me drift on over here real quick and tell you, before we go to the caller that's on the line, and tell you that this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by MyPillow.com and Mike Liddell. Now, don't forget, go over to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there on the homepage, MyPillow.com. Click on that, open it up, and you're going to find around 150 items where you're going to save anywhere from 50% to 67%, to 75%. There'll be a fair amount of buy one, get one over there. You'll also be able to buy one, and maybe you'll get Mike Lindell's book or something else of his that he's got. But there's all kinds of specials over there. And he's basically on that page giving away the farm. So if you want to save some big-time money, go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Take a look at everything that's in there. The promo code that you'll need to get the prices is Captain, Very simple, Captain. And don't forget, you can call them on the phone if you want to do it that way at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And speak to a live person. Remember, promo code will always be Captain. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line, and I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
You got that right, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Captain, look, check this out. Now, Britain Prime Minister Boris Johnson was not having it with Joe Biden. Now, if you watch Boris Johnson, Joe walked up to Johnson and mumbled some baby talk to him. And Johnson, not laughing, looked at him in a way like, get lost.
I saw it.
Biden quickly, yeah, you've seen that. Biden quickly walked away. You know, he used that world platform to introduce us to World War III. Unpresidential. He told the world our southern border is wide open to justify his world global views. But we can expect bad people from around the world, parts unknown, to come here, bringing their customs and outlooks. Joe is hell-bent on destroying the American way of life as we once knew it. As far as I'm concerned, he is a fake Catholic Christian with the logo Planned Parenthood rubber-stamped on his forehead. On the world stage, he has some people believing we are some super, super rich country. Come one, come all. For the love of God, we are $331 trillion plus in debt and climbing. Insane inflation. The American people are placed on the back burner. This jackass ran on being a uniter amongst all parties in America. Yeah, so much for that. From gayness to wokeness, CRT, Marxist, progressive, communist, atheist, socialist, this was laid out by Barack and Michelle Obama. It's hard to believe they are Christians. The same goes to Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Whoopi Goldberg at The View, Joy Behar at The View, atheist, communist, socialist views. America, don't forget super foul-mouth attorney Sonny Hostin at The View. They're all in it. They're not Christians. Mm-hmm. They're a bunch of damn left-wing devils. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And by the way, it's called The Fundamental Transformation of America, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yep.
So that's what we've got going on right now. Now, before I go back to this next caller, I want to mention this. In what appeared to be a coordinated action to tackle Russian espionage, at least four European allies expelled a total of several dozen Russian diplomats on Tuesday. More and more of the Russian diplomats in the European Union countries are being tossed out on their ear because of the fact that they know they're in there spying on them, because Russia has ulterior motives, not just the Ukraine effort, but they got other motives they're looking at.
Well, sure, and it begs the question, where is it all going to end, and to what extent is this happening right now? So I'm sure we'll stay tuned and have more similar stories like that.
All right, well, hold the thought, because here comes somebody on the line that we saw yesterday who came over to enjoy some meal and partake in the fellowship there that we had. It's the honorary mayor of Clearwater, Mr. Mike. So, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hello, Captain. Hello, Kyle. I just want to make this short and quick. Everybody remember this. If you ran your checkbook the way the government runs its checkbook, you would be under the jail. If I go to Mission Barbecue and tell myself, well, you know, I don't have any money, so let me just print it up on my printer and take it over there and spend it to get barbecue, I'm going to jail. But yet the government does that every day, and they can get away with it. We need to start living within our means. And we can't afford all this garbage they're trying to do. So what do you say, Kyle? Thank you.
All right. And by the way, Kyle, let me compare it to something else. I'm not sure what the charge is, but if you intentionally write a bad check for something, you get into trouble, right?
Yeah, that's a check kiting, I believe.
So the government, when they are writing checks for amounts of money that they don't have, that they're having to print, would that not fall under the same sort of set of laws? I'm just saying.
Well, certainly in terms of the spirit of it, for sure. But because they established a pattern, and especially with the Democrat administration, it's a blank check that they have. They can come up with any number that they want to put on it, evidently. And to what Mike is talking about, right, people across the highways and byways, they are forced to live within their means, basically. Yes, people take out loans or they run up credit and so forth. But at the end of the day, if you don't have money to pay, there are major consequences for your life.
Now, you've heard of Princess Cruise Lines, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, Princess Cruises confirmed that one of its cruise liners, the Ruby Princess, reported a COVID-19 outbreak before docking in San Francisco. Now, the cruise operator requires their passengers and crew members to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19, which is, of course, caused by the Chinese Communist Party. The Princess Cruises also mandate passengers to show a negative COVID-19 test and prove a vaccination to board the vessel, according to their website. Now, those who tested positive were isolated and quarantined while being monitored and cared for by the shipboard medical team. Now, Princess Cruises said in a statement to news outlets yesterday that it did not say how many people tested positive or when they tested positive during the cruise. But if everybody was vaccinated on the ship, now you got to wonder, we hear about vaccinations wearing off and all that stuff. Number one, were they really vaccinated to begin with? That's where my mind went.
Well, Captain, unfortunately, yes, there are going to be those who may, shall we say, falsify their vaccination record so that they can...
That's what I was thinking.
Cruise. Exactly. And so that is more commonplace than we know, because everybody has heard about somebody who said, well, I have to go to this or that, and this is the requirement, so I'm faking my vaccination card.
Yeah, and now we're starting to hear from... The CDC, they're starting to talk a little bit, but not a lot, about natural immunity, which they're starting to recognize in some small fashion. And to that, I say, where you been?
Well, exactly. Well, that was verboten to talk about in the early days of COVID, because they wanted everybody to have one unified thought process on it. And that is going to go down in history, Captain, as a major, major catastrophe in how the world handled this pandemic.
Now, we've only got about 20 seconds left, but troops and civilian workers are going to get a 4.6 pay raise under a Pentagon budget request coming up next year, a sharp boost from the 2.7 increase last year. But inflation is going to eat it right up, because it's not enough to cover the inflation rate.
Well, exactly, exactly. And that's terrible. Exactly.
Yeah. Just like the seniors all got a COLA increase of, I think it was 5% or something like that. And they were going, oh, yeah, it's going to take care of this and take care of that. Didn't take care of anything.
Nope.
Didn't take care of anything. All it did was make the problems a little bit worse. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. We're going to take a look and see what's going on with these storms. And, yeah, we got some really rough weather out there tonight. So Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Got a hold of both your shoes, yeah. Feel alone and confused. You gotta keep on smiling, just keep on smiling. Say you're about to go insane, 'cause somebody's playing games with your mind, and the sailor's just to blame. Everybody gotta keep on smiling, no, no. Keep on smiling, laughing at the pain, going with the changes until the sun comes out again. You gotta keep on smiling through the pain, laughing at the pain. Too bad, 'cause you're too busy drinking anyway. Yeah, you gotta keep on smiling. Just keep on smiling. Where you at? Find a piece of land.
is that group?
Well, that's Keep On Smiling. That was originally done by Wet Willie, I think, right? And, but is that Blackberry Smoke covering it? I think
it is. But who's the singer?
I is that
it's the one that did the modern version of it, Jay Daniels.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so that's the more modern version of it, and Blackberry Smoke was the one that was doing the backup along with there, and then they had some girl singers there, some female lady singers, so that's where you heard the other stuff in there. But it was that's a really good version.
Yes, that's.
And I haven't heard that song in a long time. Okay, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, we're out west tonight. Of course, we're looking at some active rain and snow. For example, in Colorado, if you're heading down the south of Pueblo on I-25, you're going to have what may be a mixture of rain, sleet, and you've got some snow there to the west of I-25, just for a little bit south of Pueblo. But down near, let's see here, Alamosa, you've got sleet in that area as well. And then also up near Garfield. You've got snow in that area. Up in Wyoming tonight, again, if you're on State Highway 28 near Atlantic City, you definitely got snow coming across the road. And then also near Sweetwater Station on State Highway 79, it looks like you also have some there as well. We've got also some active rain, by the way, in Colorado. Switching back to Colorado, this near Grand Junction and the border with Utah, so be careful there. You got rain coming across the road. Still have winter weather advisory up in northern Utah. This is going to be east of Salt Lake City, and a wind advisory north of L.A. in Southern California tonight. So be careful out there.
All right, we've got some interesting things since the last hour. We still have our severe thunderstorm warnings and or tornado watches in the eastern part of Oklahoma and the Metroplex around Dallas and Fort Worth east up I-30 towards the Arkansas line. Now, this also will run you in off I-40 into Arkansas. It's starting to move to the east, and it's also going to run you up 44 out of Tulsa to Joplin, Missouri. Now, there's a very strong possibility for winds in some of these thunderstorms of 75 miles an hour and a very strong possibility for EF2 plus tornadoes. That means 150 mile an hour winds, okay, could be in some of these tornadoes that are there. And I do see a tornado warning that just now has popped up. Let me see if I can isolate this in a little bit closer. Let me see here. It's it might be along I-35 right on the Oklahoma line, it looks like. Just to the east of the Oklahoma line, I-35 coming out of Texas. So be advised, there appears to be a tornado warning in that area right now. Now, we also have got some severe weather outlook forecasts for the southwestern corner of Louisiana along I-10. So pretty much I-40, I-30, I-20, I-10, I-44 for a little ways. You're going to have some real weather to deal with. Now, this weather is going to come across I-40. By later today and tonight, it'll be over in Tennessee on I-20. It'll be over to, Georgia, close to Atlanta, I-10. It'll be over towards Tallahassee. So be advised that's what's going to happen all day long. You're going to have this weather. Now, to the north, snow and plenty of it. Duluth, Minnesota, snow. Green Bay, all the way along the upper peninsula of Michigan on up into Canada, snow, winter storm warning up there, parts of the upper peninsula. We have a winter storm watch right now over on the eastern side of Lake Michigan, up there around Traverse City, on down to east side of Michigan to include Detroit and also our affiliate there, AM660. So be advised of that, you guys and gals up there. Be careful today. You got some winter driving conditions to contend with. Got a little bit of snow in Toledo. Then it kind of skips along Lake Erie, I-90, all the way from Cleveland, all the way towards Buffalo, into the central part of western New York. And also, the snow is going to be down towards the mountains of Pennsylvania and down into the mountains of West Virginia and Maryland and a little northern tip of Virginia. There's going to be some snow there tonight, and we'll have some snow coming down towards I-70 to pick up in Ohio running across east towards Pennsylvania. That's what we got, and we got more weather behind it. The weather is changing today, so please pay attention to the weather radio. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, and for the benefit of Carol up there, make sure that you tell what she wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com. So that's Kyle, KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. And, oh, by the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by and find out why they are the largest and the number one truck stops in the country, and they're putting $1 billion into some of their locations to modernize them, which is really going to be great. All right, over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I hope the world is treating you great, because apparently our ailing president appears to be the walking, talking gap machine that we all knew he was, but he's also become kind of mean and arrogant, too.
When you know that you've been wrong or you've done something stupid, you tend to be defiant and snotty in defense of yourself. So I think that's really what's
like
happening.
With Peter Doocy?
And he's not the only one. But,
no.
You know, Jen Psaki gets pretty snotty, too. So, but she hadn't been there in the last couple of weeks, because she has allegedly got COVID again.
Well, they wheeled out the White House communications director, who is supposedly Jen Psaki's boss, I guess.
Yeah. So we don't know what the whole status is, but they seem to be kind of hardlining it. You know, everybody else is an idiot except us.
Yes, indeedy. Alrighty, hold that thought.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Please whine about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.